that mean? Allergies? When you know the truth?
Maybe. Talking no, that's you? When your ears ring.
No, isn't like someone smells you. Someone smells you.
Hi, everyone. Picture it. Los Angeles, 2024.
Hello, all you gorgeous, gorgeous GG VIP members, and welcome to the Rusty Anchor Happy Hour, where we pour a drink. Mine's in a nice little, not Stanley cup, but something like it. See how that ass, we feel that ass shaking there? And we pour that drink and tie chair stem with our tongues and chat even more about the that golden was a, girl.
And yep, take a sip from your not Stanley cup. We inspired by the women being obsessed with their celebrity encounter with Mr. Burt Reynolds, we decided that today we would talk about our wildest, weirdest, most memorable, I guess, celebrity encounters out in the wild. And also, hello to everyone on the main feed. This is the first time you're hearing a Rusty Anchor Happy Hour, and we hope that you love it and that it'll make you want to join the GG VIP Club. A lot of times in the Rusty Anchor Happy Hour, we'll watch like random weird YouTube videos of the girls, and we break those down. We've watched their Emmy acceptance speeches. So much fun stuff. And you can watch little previews of them on Patreon. Wow. If you go to patreon.com/GoldenGirlsPodcast, that's where you can sign up. You can see little previews of other stuff that we've done. We've got interviews with cast members and crew from the Golden Girls, live watch-alongs. There's so much stuff that's on there. So we hope you will check it out. And it's a way to support us, two starving artists.
Yes. I'm starving. I'm withering away in front of you. I'm laughing because this is why. So if you listen to the main episode or watch the main episode on Patreon and or YouTube, you will know that I had to fly solo today because Carrie had a life moment. But you after watching that, you will know, or listening to that, you will know I desperately need Carrie in my life and everything that I do. Potentially everything, like even taxes. But also, I fully forgot that this was going to be released to everyone, or else I would have been more professional in the intro and not started off things by talking about me having an itchy nose and sounding ridiculous in my intro. Because I fully thought it was just the family on Patreon and it was just us. So I was being super casual. But now everyone's going to hear me be ridiculous.
This is actually really good because it'll let people see that on the Rusty Anchor Happy Hour, sometimes we are a little bit looser because we do tend to drink when we do Rusty Anchor Happy Hour. What are we drinking tonight anyway, by the way? Hold it up in your video.
Well, we're kind of off, but I do kind of want some wine. But I have my it's just water.
I made a mango lassi. I'm not drinking tonight too. I feel like I should have for the Rusty Anchor Happy Hour going on to the main feed, but I also don't want to be wasted because sometimes I've had a little too much whiskey and I get a little silly. What happened? Oh no! Okay,
he froze there. You froze. I don't know. You froze. I mean, I'm sure it will be fine in the editing, though. I'm sure it'll all work because I'll hear your audio. So let me just mark this moment, though. Yeah. Also, just to give you an example of how these things work. Last week, I brought her out on the Rusty Anchor Happy Hour, and she's back this week. So it's the headless doll that
she's terrifying. Don't put her on your shoulder.
Isn't she?
Don't put her on.
No, you don't like that.
Don't put her on your
just
shoulder.
She's a naked headless doll. Yeah, so we're a mess on the Rusty Anchor Happy Hour, but we just do kind of fun, silly things, sometimes related to the girls, sometimes not. Sometimes, yeah. I mean, most of the time it's related to the girls. And none of my celebrity stories involve the girls, although for two of my encounters, I know Blanche would have been a very
ooh,
excited.
Okay. Now, you and I haven't talked about this. You have four.
I have four.
Oh, Jesus.
I have
okay.
four. I have four.
Well, okay.
They're all just too good. I can't pick one.
I have a couple. I'll start with maybe my favorite one, if that's okay. Because this one was so unexpected. When I was living in New York in my 20s, I used to work client services at this little like boutique-y editorial house called Lost Planet. And I used to have to make like cheese boards and all this fancy stuff for our like advertising agency clients. And I remember one day my boss, she was like, super bougie. She was like, I think it would be nice today if you made a charcuterie board. And I didn't know what a charcuterie board was. I was like 25 and I was from like Dumbtown, Massachusetts. So I was like, okay. So I went into Dean and DeLuca. And I got to know the cheese guy there really well because I was like always buying cheeses, like big blocks of expensive cheese. And I was like, brah, I was like, what's a charcuterie board? Like I was like snooky. I didn't know what it was. And he was like, okay, get some vegetables. So he just like told me everything I needed to get, like crudité. I was like, sure, whatever the fuck that means. And he was like, you have to get a hothouse cucumber. And I was like, okay, got it. So I'm getting all my groceries, and the groceries there are like way more expensive. I didn't obviously pay for it, but it's just a fun thing about Dean and DeLuca. And I see that there is one hothouse cucumber wrapped up, and I go to grab it. And at the same time, another hand goes to grab it. And I looked up, and it was John Malkovich going for the last hothouse cucumber. And we both reached and locked eyes at the same time with like our hands hovering over it. And he went, it's the last one. You take the hothouse cucumber. And I was like, okay, thank you. It's for my job. And I took it. And it was just a really nice thing. I was also like a little girl. So it was nice of him. But he said, you take it. It's the last one. Take the hothouse cucumber. That is my favorite weird celebrity encounter story. I have more, but.
Wow. Well, I'll share two of mine and then maybe you can share one more and then I'll end my section with the one that Blanche would love. And then we'll share Adam.
I've heard
because Adam.
I haven't heard it, but you told me Adam's was wild.
Yeah, it's wild. So, okay, my first one is my first real day in New York City. I was also a young person in New York. And I left a Starbucks because I was looking, I forget where I was trying to go to, but I was trying to get somewhere. And I walked out of the Starbucks and I saw Susan Sarandon just walking down the street. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to stalk her. And so I just started following her down the street and I was calling. I forget who I was calling a friend and, you know, it was flip phone days. So I was like trying to get a hold of him. And my friend was like, who are you? What? Who are you? Who? And I was getting so frustrated that they couldn't hear me. And so I was like, I'm stalking Susan Sarandon. And then I looked around and I couldn't find Susan Sarandon. She was gone. It turns out she was right next to me. And she heard me yell that and she laughed. And it was cute. It was a cute little moment. That's my more boring one. My dramatic one though is just not long after that, I was working for a politician in New York City and I had to go to some shoe place to get to like deal something with his shoes. And he was a very stressful boss. I mean, he's someone who famously had to resign from Congress and drop out of his mayor's race because of pictures. So you can do the math. And I was in line and I was getting all these emails and messages from them just being like, you have to hurry back. And I was so stressed. And this woman in front of me was asking all of these questions about shoes. It was like what's the place where you fix shoes? What are those people called? I don't know. But that person. And she was just saying things. And then finally I was like, would you hurry up? And it was Helen Hunt. It was Helen Hunt in front of me. She was standing in front of me asking lots of questions about shoes, which seems like something Helen Hunt would
do. Please don't tell me you called her Helen. See you next Tuesday. Okay.
Oh, no, I would never. I would never. Oh, my God, I would never.
Did she say did she say anything?
Oh, never. She looked very surprised by me. I mean, and then as soon as I saw her, I was like, I'm sorry. It's just my boss. And
I'm sorry, Helen.
All these things. And I think she's like, yeah, I know. I mean, but I don't feel so bad about that because she was asking.
Celebrities. They're not like us at all. Okay.
Oh, they don't understand shoes.
Helene. Okay.
Wait, what's one more for you?
This one, you have to understand, when I was in college, Garden State came out. And that was for ladies, back me up. If you were in college Ladies and homosexuals. Anybody, like, back me up. When you were in college and you saw Garden State and you were like really just taken in by the beautiful soundtrack and all that stuff, right? I had, and actually this predates Garden State because I also loved Scrubs. I had a huge crush on Zach Braff. I no longer do, but I did way back in the day.
I like how you had to say that. I no longer
do. So I've also met Zach Braff like 4 times, and every time I meet him again for the first time. So like, if you make an idiot of yourself in front of a celebrity, you get a do-over. It's like 50 first dates because they don't remember you. So you can be anybody you want to be. Don't, if you ever make an ass of yourself, be like, they're not going to remember this. So the first time I met Zach Braff, I was working at the same place, Lost Planet, and he had directed a Hanes commercial starring Sarah Chalk from Scrubs. And they always come in and do a director's cut. And I was client services. My job was to service the clients, if you know what I mean. And so they were basically just like, whatever he wants, get it for him. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. And he was super chill. He was like, could I just have like a carrot ginger soup or like butternut squash? Like just whatever, just don't whatever. So he was very nice. And then he asked me to sit in the room with them to do like some temp voiceover that they were going to have Sarah Chalk record later. And I'm sitting and we're chatting and it turns out we like a lot of the same music and we're talking about it. And at one point I went back to my office and he like wandered out into the room and was like looking for me. And the producers were like, he's crushing on you. Now, mind you, I'm in my 20s. Which is like, this makes sense now because he's older than me. I'm in my 20s and I was like, it was Zach Braff day at work. I had like wore the cutest dress and boots. I was like so prepared for Zach Braff day. And the whole day we're like flirting. And I was like, Zach Braff is going to ask me on a date. I was convinced. And it wasn't just me. Other producers were like, he's into you. And I was like, okay. So at the end of the day, he had like a producer with him. And they were getting ready to leave and they said, you know, goodbye to everybody and stuff. And everybody was like, kind of like, and then he just left and he went down this elevator with this guy. And everybody was like, Carrie, yeah. I'm so sorry. Cause that was the only day he was going to be there. Carrie, I'm so sorry. I swear to God, I thought that he was gonna, you know, and I'm just like standing there and I was like, yeah, I guess I just had different expectations of what this day was going to be. And then the next thing I know, the elevator doors open. He steps out by himself and I'm like, we're in like a giant loft and we're all at the other end and he makes a beeline for me and everybody else's eyes go wide and he comes up to me and he goes, I had to come back. And I'm like, I'm going to have like my Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks moment, right? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I left my jacket here. It's the North Face one. Do you know where it might be? And I was like, yeah, it's right over there in the coat rack. Bye. Have a good day. So then I met him like 3 other times. And I met him once outside. He did a play that I saw and I met him outside. And then when I did the IMDb show, I met him again. And I was like, hi, I'm Carrie. It's nice to meet you. And there's no, you know what I mean? You just go, you, because I'm not going to be like, I don't know if you remember this, but in like 2006 or 2007, you know what I mean? He's like, he's not going to fucking remember. But anyway, so that was my like, and now it's so silly because I'm like, it's Zach Braff. Yeah. I feel so silly. But for a girl in my 20s, I'm like, okay, I can accept that us.
Yeah, I get that. So my last two, they're kind of related just because of the scenarios in which I found myself. So one of them was, it was, again, my sort of first years here in Los Angeles, not New York. And I was at the Crunch Fitness and I went into the, like, I was with a friend actually. And we were like, oh, let's go into the sauna area and just like have a steam, whatever. And so we went in and it was Jeff Goldblum just sitting there with all of his Goldblum-ness out. And it wasn't creepy at all. I mean, he was being perfect gentleman, like totally nice. But he was very chatty and everything. And it was just sort of like, I feel like of all celebrities, I would expect Jeff Goldblum to manspread in a sauna naked and just talk to you about like the weather. And it was just totally normal and like, oh, okay, dude. Like, it was just, it was, yeah, it wasn't creepy at all, but it, I made it creepy, I'm sure. And then my other one, sort of related to that story, is I was at, here in Los Angeles, this was again years ago, I wasn't with Adam, but I've done this with Adam in, a couple of times. There's this like Korean spa called We Spa. And so we went to We Spa and I saw Colin Farrell there. And I always confuse Colin Farrell and Colin Firth. Colin Farrell is
yes,
the dark haired one. And so, yes, Colin Farrell. So Colin Farrell, saw Colin Farrell there. And I was like, Colin Farrell, you know, because everyone's like naked at a Korean spa. And I was like, oh, my God, Colin Farrell. And it was incredibly distracting. Both Colin Farrell and Colin Farrell's Farrell. Everything was distracting. And it was just sort of like, I don't know where to look right now. And again, he was also chatty too, but in a very nice, respectful, normal way, you know, like he didn't like strike up a full conversation.
Blanche would be like, fanning herself, and spritzing herself with the water bottle.
That's what
right
I'm
now.
Saying. That's what I'm saying, that those two celebrity encounters are fully made for Blanche. And Blanche would find a way to somehow get in drag, to go into the men's locker room to see Jeff Goldblum and Colin Farrell. And I have those stories. Now that we've shared ours, we have to share Adam's, because when I heard it, it was just one of the most bonker things I think I've ever heard in my life. Let's just play it. Let's just play it. Okay, so Adam, our lovely, lovely guest today, but when I was telling you about us telling celebrity encounter stories on the Rusty Anka Happy Hour, you were like, I have a story to share. And then you sent me a picture of Elmo and Chrissy Teigen, and I was like, please share this story. What is happening here?
Yes.
So please, what is this story?
Okay, the story is this. It's a really good one. So I had an encounter with a friend of mine who used to cut my hair. He came over one night. We had a lovely night. Mm-hmm. And the next day I was going to drive out to Palm Springs to meet with friends who were going to the Coachella festival. I was just going to go like hang out and do the pool parties. Mm-hmm. On my way, I literally had packed a bag, started driving outside of Los Angeles, and I got a call from this hair person who was over my house last night. And he said, hey, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm driving to the desert. What's going on? And he said, okay, random pitch. I am at Chrissy Teigen and John Legend's house. It is their daughter's two-year birthday. She's turning two. We're having a big party for her. And we need someone to come dressed up as Elmo, who's going to do a bait and switch, come out pretending to be dancing for the kids, but then grab Chrissy's friend who shares a birthday with her daughter and give her a lap dance. So literally take off the Elmo costume and reveal a hunky male body, literally at a two-year-old's birthday. And I was like, I kind of was like, wait, hold on. What are you talking about? He's like, do you want to do that? We'll give you $500. Come do it right now. And I was like, okay. Okay. And I like hung up the phone and I turned around and drove up the Hollywood Hills to John Legend and Chrissy Teigen's house. Wow. Walked in. She sees me. She's pregnant out to here. She's like, oh my God, gives me a big hug. So nobody knows why I'm there. Nobody knows who this guy is. Bradley Cooper's there with his then wife. Yeah. Kim Kardashian is there with all three of her kids and each of their own nannies. Each kid had their own nanny.
Of course.
She looks crazy in person, by the way. There's like weird symmetry. Like it's like too much symmetry almost. But anyway.
Ooh. Well, I'm
so,
not totally
symmetry. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so Chrissy and John, they're like, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take you into the other room. It's like they have like a little mini theater off the side of their yard. They're like, so we're going to get everything ready and we're going to have you, and they like show me the Elmo costume. So that's me in that picture. So I'm like about to get dressed. I was like, okay, well, so they're in there with their daughter who's 2 years old. And they're like, okay, so why don't you get dressed here and we'll just all go out together and you can pretend and like you'll pretend like you're dancing for a kid and then we'll put whatever her name is in this chair and like, you know, you take it off and give them like a PG-13 lap dance. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll get dressed.
Oh, what is a PG-13 lap
like,
dance?
Oh my God. Keep it safe. So I'm in the room, I'm in the theater room, and I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll get dressed. And they just stand there. And I was like, should I just, and they're like, oh, don't worry, Luna's seen it all. And I'm kind of like, oh, so I just start undressing like in front of them, and they were the sweetest people. And they were telling me a story of how they shower in the morning, like that sometimes Luna will look at daddy's peepee and be like, what's that, daddy? Pointing at John Legend's wiener. And I'm just like, I'm literally listening to them tell the story, like, like taking my clothes off and like trying not to be too weird, putting on an Elmo costume. I come out, and then they're like, okay, ready? Here we go.
This is insane.
So they're like, ready? Here we go. So I go out there, I come out, I start doing this dance to like Elmo music, and then they switch it to some like hip hop, and I like take it off. I have a leather harness on, and I give this woman a lap dance. And Kim Kardashian goes, we're leaving, and literally grabs her kids, and they are out of there. As soon as my skin started to show, she was gone. Oops.
Oh my God.
And that was it. And
I mean,
so
I love her, but I hate her.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, I had some pizza. I had some cake.
Wow.
They gave me a hug. She took a picture with me. She said, thank you so much. And I left that house being like, holy crap.
Adam. Well, see, okay. Well, the listeners, they've just heard me share my story, but I thought I had a great story of, so you and I living here in Los Angeles, we've gone to the spas before.
Oh, yes.
The Century Spas, the Wii Spas, the spas, all of the spas. And so and there was one time, not with you, but with another friend, that I saw both Colin Farrell and Jeff Goldblum separate times at the spas. And I shared just those stories of seeing celebrities at the spas. And I thought I was going to win the day, but no, you just won the celebrity naked, not celebrity naked, but the celebrity story of the day.
I mean, I'm not going to say I'm
wow.
not jealous that saw both Jeff Goldblum and Colin Farrell naked at a spa. That sounds kind of fun. But yeah, my story is just a little crazier. It's just...
No, your story wins. Crazy. Your story wins. Your story wins. I will tell you all about Colin Farrell and Jeff Goldblum naked offline, because these listeners have already heard.
Perfect. Okay.
I told you that story from Adam is just beyond bonkers in a way that I can't. There's no way we could have talked that.
It's so funny on so many levels. It's also funny to me because as a child who loves Elmo, and every day, like, we read this potty book and Elmo goes, Elmo can use the potty. And like, I'm like, Elmo, I need you to be like not so buttoned up. And that story gave me the Elmo that mommy craves. You know what I mean?
Wait, how does Elmo talk?
Elmo talks like this.
Yeah, so, okay, now I can't do the voice because my voice is too deep. So I need you to say, you want me to take off my shirt? I know you do, but just say it like Elmo.
Elmo says, you want me to take off my shirt? I know you do.
It's too good.
Oh man, oh, I was God. Trying to think if I could like.
I can't. I don't have eyebrows.
Oh, you
right
look
now.
Gorgeous.
I can't let
you look gorgeous.
See me.
I don't know if I can top that. Like, I have my good stories from working on IMDb. Those aren't like celebrity encounters because they're work related. But you know, I got to go to Norman Lear's house and smoke cigars with him. I got to interview. You know, mm-hmm. professional action runner. No, it's not.
Random.
It's not
they
random.
Have to be random.
But I did get to interview professional random. Action yeah. runner Tom Cruise on the red carpet in Paris. Like, that was fun. I was more excited about Ooh. Like everybody else. Like, I was more excited about Angela Bassett. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm trying to think
Angela
if I
Bassett
have any
so much.
Other.
Oh, yeah.
Weird ones. I definitely once when I lived in New York saw Michael Showalter on the subway And I ended up, I don't remember how it got to that point, but I ended up yelling the word vag to him like across the street. And he was like,
oh, wait, I have another one. I have another one. Okay, this is so embarrassing. Oh my God, you just reminded me. I don't know why vag reminded me, but it did. I was at the Target in West Hollywood and I saw Kevin Smith at the Target in West Hollywood. And when I was a kid, the first time I ever did...
Wait, I'm so sorry. You, who did you see?
I'm trying to remember.
Oh, okay.
Kevin Smith from
Yes. Like, no. Know,
the director,
yes.
Kevin Smith.
Don't tell me anything bad about Kevin.
And
okay, I know Kevin.
Oh no, nothing bad. It's nothing bad. Yeah. Maybe he'll remember me. Because I saw him there and I was like, oh, I'm going to tell him this funny story. He would appreciate this weird story that I have in connection to one of his films. And the only time, well, not the only time, but a time that I did a substance when I was younger, I'm trying to remember that this is public. This episode is public, so I don't want to like say anything crazy. But I did a substance and the person I did a substance with was like, oh, I need to go use the restroom. And
I love Mallrats. I have a t-shirt right here that says that kid is back on the escalator again. Go ahead.
Well, I don't love Mallrats anymore because of this moment. But what happened was, so the person I was watching Mallrats with was like, oh, I'll be right back. I need to go to the restroom. And then they stood up and then they proceeded to do the restroom on me. Not that kind, but the other kind that's more acceptable, but not as acceptable, but you know what I mean. And so I told Kevin Smith this story. And he laughed, you know, like, oh, you know, funny, that's silly. And then I became, because you know how at Target, like, when you're doing your things and you see someone and then sometimes you see them again and you have to be like, oh,
yes.
Ooh, look at us bumping into each other again. And then you see them again and you're like, oh, and then you start hiding from yes. the person because you keep running into this person. I was the guy who got peed
that's
on who kept
so
running
funny.
Into Kevin Smith at Target. And I couldn't get away from him because of that. So...
That's so
that's
fun.
That's my Kevin Smith story.
That's a great story. I will. I haven't seen him in a long time. I used to work
that.
With him, but yes. I haven't seen him for a while. But he's very, very nice. And he's a really good dad.
Yeah. Now, he was very, very nice. And he seems like a very good person. But this was so fun. I'm so glad everyone gets a taste of what we do. You can tell how unhinged and crazy it is. And it's lots of fun. So if you want more of this, you can go to patreon.com/GoldenGirlsPodcast. And listen to
yes.
more because we have
and
lots more
there's
coming.
So much Golden Girls stuff on it. We're usually a little bit more tipsy. This was like, I feel like we were pretty even keeled for this one. So it's,
yes. But, you know, yes. we needed to be because this is the public
yes.
one. We can't
no,
be tipsy
no.
on
how
the public one.
How
you know what
dare
I mean?
We? No.
Yeah, I know. Not that I wouldn't share any of these stories on any other situation, but so it's fun. We have lots of fun there and we have lots of fun interviews coming up with people
yes.
who have been working on the Golden Girls. We have some surprises coming up and we have just lots of so many things coming up. So definitely subscribe to the Patreon and go
yes,
follow us.
Yes, and thank you all so much for listening. We hope you enjoy the Rusty Anchor Happy Hour. As
yeah,
always.
And remember... Hold on, let me
She's
get her.
Terrifying. Stay golden.
Stay
She's
golden.
Get her out of there. That is a terrifying headless doll. Her tits are really nice, though. I like her tits.
Out on the Lanai is not endorsed by Whit Thomas Harris Productions, Touchstone Television, Disney, or any of its subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only.
All names, pictures, audio, and video clips of the Golden Girls are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and/or copyright holders.